recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and it is the 21st of March, 2011, and this is the Q&A call for the subscription site. So let's begin our call today. The first question is more than a double life. My discovery was December 2nd, May 2010, 3rd, October 2010, and 4th, March 2011. My spouse has not disclosed anything. I found everything, and in my latest findings, my spouse is a member of several social network sites in which he will have a profile that says he is married with no kids, married with kids, looking to date. Keep separate accounts from his APs. I do not believe his APs are aware of these profiles. An alias name was used. My question is it possible for an addict to have just a double life, not just a double life, but a triple life, each separate from the other or connected in a small way? That again, my question is it possible for an addict to not just have not a double life, but a triple life where each is separate from the other or connected in a small way? Absolutely. I see that all the time. In fact, this past EMS, people were having relationships within the affairs having while they were still having the affair on the wife. And so, yeah, the double, triple life that they keep separate is not that uncommon at all. It's because then I think maybe what may be confusing you a bit is if you think it's about being connected, it's not. It's really about kind of the excitement of doing the entire thing. So the more chaotic you can make it by getting multiple people involved is going to be something that they would probably kind of lean toward, because it does. It strokes that ego and it makes life fun for them. So yes, they most definitely could do that. So, but someone that's doing that also, I do hope they're getting help. And I can tell you, if you're having to discover it every time, and if they're not really working program and trying to work with you, you won't be able to make any progress until they begin to do something. Good intentions are not going to solve this particular problem. And if they're still in denial about the problem, you know, my recommendation is it's not going to be safe for you. I'm just worried about your health. So, you know, you might consider and think when somebody's in denial and not doing any work, or maybe they are, I don't know, but if he's not, you might consider a separation just for your own protection. So that was a good one. Let's see what our next question is here. It's on sexual addiction also. For sexual addiction, if your partner doesn't believe that is what they had, I feel it's either denial or it is the latter. She used sex to get her way. If that's the case, how do I know if she didn't do that with me? And all the time our marriage has been manipulated by how she wants to be through the use of sex as a tool to manipulate. And then there's the other nagging question that if that's the case, how strong is the potential for that to happen again, and how can I guard myself against it? Okay, so that's a interesting question. The one thing I would say is typically men and women kind of have two types of sex. They have good sex and bad sex. When I was growing up, I learned that bad sex was really, really good. And part of what made bad sex good for me was the fact that it had guilt and anxiety associated with it, which are two huge psychological arousal factors. Good sex, on the other hand, while bad sex was really good, good sex was about something totally different. And it was actually about connection, and it was about relationship. And while, you know, bad sex was really good, good sex was really hard in some ways because it was more about connecting, and it made it more difficult. But I will tell you that what was going on in the marriage for me was somewhat different than what was happening outside of the marriage. That being said, if someone grows up where, you know, sex is something that is used, you know, they do have to learn to do it differently. Now, there is a possibility that, you know, she did not do that with you. But at the same time, you know, there's probably some things she might want to examine just in terms of what the whole thing is about. Because I think a lot of times when people have gotten actively involved sexually and literally sex becomes a way of getting validation and getting affirmation, it's really not about connecting. It's really about the feeling they're trying to obtain. And you know, my heart kind of breaks for her. I hope she knows the difference and she knows how to feel connected with someone and how to feel attached. But if not, I would hope that she would get help to address that particular problem. And, you know, is there a strong potential for that to happen again? You know, if the two of you have come back together, I assume you're asking, is there a strong potential for it to happen again within the context of your marriage? And if you're doing good recovery work, actually the potential for that happening again, I think, would decrease because both of you would develop a much deeper understanding and an appreciation of what the relationship is about and what true intimacy is about. But the way you guard yourself against that is the two of you both learning about what it means to connect, to love, and you create a new meaning for your sexual relationship. And that means you have to do some reading and maybe even see a therapist to get some help for that. But, you know, it's just you create something new, and that's what's going to keep it from happening again. So that is all of our questions for the day. I want to thank all of you for calling in, and we'll talk to you next week.